Translation Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Oh, it is a good luck that we have come again today under your protection by your presence. For Lordship really visits even denizens of heaven. Now it is possible for us to look into your smiling face which is full of affectionate glances. We can now see your transcendental form full of all auspiciousness. Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada. The Lord is its eternal personal form. Can be seen only by pure devotees. The Lord is never impersonal, but He is the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead, possible to be visited by devotional service face to face, which is impossible to be done even by denizens of heavenly planets, higher planets. When Brahmaji and other demigods want to consult Lord Vishnu, the plenary portion of Lord Krishna, they have to wait on the shore of ocean of milk, where Lord Vishnu is lying on white land, Shwetadweep. This ocean of milk and the Shwetadweep planets are the replica of Vaikuntha within the universe. Neither Brahmaji nor the demigods like Indra can enter into this land of Shwetadweep, but they can stand on the shore of ocean of milk and transmit their message to Lord Vishnu, known as Sirodaksha Vishnu. Therefore, the Lord is rarely seen by them, but the inhabitants of Dwarka, because of their being pure devotees without any tinge of material contamination or fruitive activities and empiric philosophical speculations, can be seen him face to face by the grace of the Lord. This is the original state of living entities and can be attained by reviving our natural constitutional state of life, which is discovered by devotional service only. Okay, so this is Canto 1, Chapter 11, Text 8. It is a good luck that we have come again today under your protection by your presence, for your Lordship rarely visits even denizens of heaven. Now it is possible for us to look into your smiling face, which is full of affectionate glances. We can now see your transcendental form full of auspiciousness. Okay, so I'll just offer obeisance then. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshunum Litam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhudale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gaurvani Prachara Nirvisheshunava. Okay, so I think Lord Krishna is entering Dwarka. That's the scene here. The setting of the scene. Just like in Gita, Krishna, the first chapter is setting of the scene. Krishna is there, Arjuna is there, armies are there. Similarly, the scene here is Krishna's entering Dwarka. And in fact, Sukadeva Goswami makes it a point to mention this past time. It's not, doesn't seem so important historically as Kurukshetra pastime is, which is even historically and specifically because Gita was spoken, that's important. But this pastime, Krishna is entering Dwarka. I mean, he is doing so many things. He's just traveling from Hastinapur to Dwarka. What about that? But that is not mentioned. Of course, that journey from Hastinapur to Dwarka, that is mentioned in the other Puranas like Harivansh Puran and Padma Puran. They mention details. But Bhagavatam Sukadeva Goswami doesn't include that, by the way. He includes this pastime where Krishna is entering Dwarka. And there is a reason for that. And he enters Dwarka and what he does is he goes and waits outside the gate. And then the verse says previously that he blows his panchanya shell, conch shell. And devotees come and they have darshan of him. So devotees are then offering their prayers to Lord Krishna. Now what they are saying, let's go in the verse. They say, Aho sanatha bhavata smayatvayam. Now this word aho, Prabhupada translates as, oh, it is a good luck. The word aho is, in Sanskrit, it represents surprise, by the way. Just like we read that verse, Madhven Puri's verse. Aidin dayadranatha maturanatha he kadavalokasse. The word I comes there. Oh my Lord, Madhven Puri is saying, oh my Lord Krishna, when will I see you? You have gone so far. In the mood of gopis, I means a pain. Similarly, this word aho means surprise, or in English simply, oh. Now, why these devotees are surprised? They have seen Krishna so many times, but they're surprised. They should be they should not be surprised. I mean to say, if your friend goes somewhere, I mean, if suppose you're living with your parents and your parents go somewhere else and they come back, you'll not be surprised. Oh, you're there. No, you'll be happy. That's the whole point. But here the feeling is of surprise here. Aho. Why they're surprised? Now, the secret of this is in the next word, which is sanatha. Now, this word sanatha means, Prabhupada writes as, to be under protection of master. Nath is a word which comes from the word nath. Nath means, what do we say? Nose? What do you say? Call here. Nose ring? Okay. Nath means nose ring. Which generally people put on the animals. You put on the horse and animals to control them. So from that word comes Nath. Why? Because Krishna is controlling us. At least, I mean to say, he's controlling those devotees who want to be controlled. That's another thing. Otherwise, he just leaves you. So Nath, and from that word comes Pashupati Nath, very famous in Nepal. Lord Shiva controls his devotees who are little naughty and little ghostly type. It's difficult to control them. So Krishna gives, okay, you control them. So that's Nath. And Sanath means a person who has a master. So why they are surprised? Because they are surprised because Krishna has accepted them as their servant. In spite of the fact, the Dwarkavasis are feeling in their heart, in spite of the fact, they are feeling that we have so less devotion as compared to Pandavas. Krishna is, by the way, coming from Hastinapur. As compared to Pandavas, they are feeling like that. As a devotee, they feel Pandavas are such great devotees. Krishna had been there fighting with them in Kurukshetra. Kunti is there. Vrajvasis are there. Mathuravasis are there. And what about Dwarka? Dwarkavasis are thinking, we are so insignificant in devotional caliber, but still Krishna is coming and giving his darshan. And that's why they are so surprised. How does the Supreme Lord of the universe is giving attention to us? That's a surprising fact. It's a happy news, but it's also a surprising news. Because generally Krishna doesn't give his attention to people so quickly. Just like we all are doing devotion. We are giving attention to Krishna. That's devotion. Devotion is all about giving attention to Krishna. Pramadascha, that's the offense, not to be attentive while chanting, or not to be attentive even while you're not chanting. It's not that you don't give attention when you're not chanting. So, we are giving attention to Krishna in our mind, words and action, but the whole question is whether he's giving attention to us or not. That's the whole question. And that's what they're surprised, that Krishna has come to Dwarka. He didn't enter Dwarka, by the way. He just blew his conch shell. And he did for a purpose. He wanted to announce that, well, here I am. And he called them outside. Just like he called gopis. And he wants to make it a point, yes, I want to see you. Okay, you wanted to see me, but I want to see you. Hey. So this is what Bhakti Siddhanta said. Do devotion in such a way so that it's not important that you see him, but whether he sees you or not. That's called sanatha. We accept him, but whether he accepts it or not, that's the whole point. That is called love. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in one of his songs, Ami to tumar, tumi to amar. I am yours, and you are mine. Love is a dialogue. It's never a monologue. And Krishna says in Gita, 10th chapter, 9th verse, what's that verse? 8, 9, and 10th verse. Tesham satyukta nam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam. I reciprocate with my devotees. I see them. I think about them with loving relationship because they always think about me with love. So they are surprised. That's what they are actually teaching us. They are teaching us that whenever we have darshan of Krishna, we should be surprised, not just be happy. That he is giving us darshan. That's a big thing. They are also surprised for another fact. They're also saying, aho, because they're also surprised because Krishna is coming, and he wants to reciprocate with them. He fought in Hastinapur. He wanted to leave Hastinapur. We know from Bhagavatam. He wanted to leave, but Yudhishthira Maharaj and all these Pandavas, Hare Krishna, they were trying to stop him. We know from Bhagavatam. And they were requesting, Krishna, you please wait for some time. Kunti was requesting, you please wait for some time. And whenever he wanted to go, he was stopped by them. He was staying for 1 month, extension for 1 month in Hastinapur. Then again extension for 2 months. And he was not able to go. Now the whole point is, Dwarkavasis are surprised why Krishna is so eager to come to Dwarka. What is there in Dwarka? What is there in us? As a devotee, we are absolutely useless. And that's what a devotee should think. I have no caliber, I have no qualification, I'm absolutely useless. Actually, devotion is all about, if I want to put in one line, it's all about Krishna is my hero and I am zero. That's all. It's zero not in a Buddhist sense, not in a Shunyavad sense, but in sense of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. That's technically that's called as Tuchhikritam, a word used over and over again by Vishwanath Chakravarti is Tuchhikritam. Tuch means insignificant. That feeling has to be cultivated, and that feeling is cultivated when you see Krishna, or when you go near God, or God comes near you, then you become humble, truly. See the point, new devotees are humble externally. And that's okay, I mean to say. Externally you have to be humble on behavior platform. But real humbleness goes much deeper. And how to cultivate that? How to get that? That can happen only when we realize Krishna, his qualities, his form. When we face absolute truth face to face, that's a point coming. Then Jivatma truly becomes humble because he realizes that this power and this opulence, this knowledge, this beauty is way beyond my imagination. And that's how he becomes humble. His all conceptions of, his own conceptions of power, beauty and knowledge are totally crushed. Just like if you're standing on the beach, people go to beach, they enjoy a lot. But if we take you on a cruise in the sea, and we take you inside 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers, 3 nautical miles, and you're inside the sea, you know, instead of enjoying, you'll start getting fear, you know, where I'm stuck up. Ocean is so big. You don't realize the depth and the vastness of ocean standing on the beach. When you go inside, then you realize it's very, very dangerous. Prabhupada, he went into Atlantic. Who was that? Sumati Muraji? Sumati Muraji? She was saying to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you're an old man, you will die. You don't know Atlantic Ocean. Prabhupada said, no, I'll go. But then when Prabhupada went on Atlantic Ocean and he really faced it face to face and it was rocking here and there, the ship was tossing like a ball, he realized, you know, it's a pretty dangerous situation. He had fear of the ocean. And he prayed to Krishna. We know that poem. And he got a heart attack. It was a big thing. So, yeah, I mean, these Dwarkavasis, they are face to face with God. We are also face to face with God, but not like what they are. There's a difference when we face here and when we are really facing him face to face. What's the difference? The difference is not that this is stone and that is Krishna. This is also Krishna and that is also Krishna. But the whole point is, this is Krishna, but this is a monologue, but there is a dialogue. We are seeing him, but we don't know whether he's seeing us or not. We have no idea. He might be seeing us with merciful glance, but we want him to see us with loving glance, and there's a difference in that. And that's what the point is coming. Prema smita snigdha. I'll come to this point. So that's the whole point. That's why they are so surprised why he's concerned about us. In fact, a devotee doesn't want him to be concerned about ourselves. We don't want to disturb our master to actually be concerned about ourselves. Nevertheless, he concerns himself about us to express his love for us. And that love is about concern, am I right? It's nothing more than concern. So they say, bhavta smayadvayam. They say to Krishna, bhavta means your good self. Smayadvayam. Vayam means we. So you have given your darshan to us. Chaitanya Charitamrita Ante Leela, Mahaprabhu is saying the same thing. In one of his songs, he says, Yadi Tumar Prun Kripa Mani. He says, oh my Lord Krishna, I will only accept that you are merciful to me. Only that day, when you will manifest your form in our heart. When you will manifest your lotus feet in our heart. When you will come face to face with us. That's the point, whether when we will think you have given us mercy. Otherwise, we don't really think you are extending mercy on us. You are giving us prasadam, you are giving us devotees, you are giving us holy name, you are giving us bhagavatam. You are doing so much for us. But as far as we are concerned, we don't think really you are merciful on us. Because real mercy we will understand when you will meet us face to face. And Prabhupada says in one of his lectures, the whole aim is one day to meet him face to face. Till that point, a devotee is not satisfied. Devotees should not be satisfied. Otherwise, your devotion is over. It's over. It's finished. It's finished. Prahlad Maharaj, he was, in Brihad Bhagavat Amrit it comes, Bhakta Prahlad, he was very, very distressed because he wanted to see Vishnu. So these Kumaras come and Kumaras were like Brahmavadis. They told Prahlad, you know what, you meditate Krishna in your heart and be peaceful. And Prahlad says, you've gone mad. I want to see him. I'm not satisfied seeing him in my heart. That's what Gopi said to Uddhav. Isn't it? Uddhav says, okay, gopis, you meditate. They say, come on, you know, Uddhav, you have come on a wrong place. Because we want to see him. That's the whole point. Pratekshvagamam dharmayam. Krishna says in Gita. We want to have an audience of Krishna. That's what they say, bhavata yadvayam. Now they are making another point. Now here's a point. Krishna often gives his audience to demigods. We know that. In form of Vishnu. When Indra does yajna in heavenly planets, he manifests himself in front of Indra. And we know from Prithu's yajna, in Bhagavatam, Prithu did yajnas. And in the end, what happened was, there was some problem with Prithu and Indra, isn't it? There was confusion. Indra was stealing that horse. And Prithu was like, what to do? There was whole fiasco. In the end, Vishnu came to give darshan to Prithu with Indra. And he told, hey, you know, Prithu, this is Indra. And he asked Indra, Indra, you please bless Prithu and your fight is over. So Indra is having darshan of Vishnu. Brahmaji, he has darshan of Vishnu. Sometimes they don't, sometimes they have. So that's what they're saying. Traivishtapanam. Traivishtapanam means demigods. One of the names of demigods is Traivishtapanam. Why? Because panam means to drink. Traivishta means Vedas. Three Vedas. Tri Veda. So because demigods are always chanting Vedas, Rig, Samya, Jur, and they're always meditating on God. Sometimes they get darshan of Vishnu. By the same time, they're making the point, Api Dura Darshanam. Api means nevertheless. Although they have darshan of Krishna, nevertheless, Dura Darshanam. Still, he is very rarely seen. Now what that means is they can see him but at the same time not see him. Because you can see, first of all, Krishna doesn't give darshan very quickly to Indra, to demigods. Nevertheless, whenever he gives, still they cannot see Vishnu as Dwarkavasis are seeing. It's not the same. Because when demigods are seeing Krishna, or Vishnu, they can't appreciate him completely, as Vrajvasis are doing. They can't because their devotional level is not as high as Mathuravasis. So it depends on the level of devotion, how much Krishna reveals himself to you. It depends. In the same deities, we can talk to Krishna if your devotion is quite high. Bhakti Siddhanta used to talk to Gandharva Gandharvika daily. In Mayapur, Yogpit, there is a deities, Gandharva Gandharvika. He used to go in the altar, close the door, he used to talk to Radharani. And we have records of that. And he just used to come out of the altar and he used to tell, see, Radharani just told me this. Now, what to do? Bhakti Siddhanta came after the altar once and he said, you know, I want a pandal in 5 minutes for 5,000 people. And all his disciples said, you are crazy? 5 minutes? Pandal for 5,000 people? He said, I don't know, Radharani just told me, if you want to do, it's okay. If you don't want to do, that's your problem. I'm just going and chanting. That's what he used to do so many times. Vishwanath, he used to talk to Krishna. We have all these records, but we can't talk to him. Or he doesn't want to talk to us. What? There's some problem there. There is a problem between us and Krishna, and we have to figure that out and sort it out before we die. Otherwise, it's not going to make much sense. We are not going back to Godhead. But Prabhupada said this is possible. Once devotees asked Prabhupada, how to see Krishna face to face, or how to... Prabhupada says you can see him 50 times in your life, face to face. Now, that's a big statement. Even once, it's difficult. But he said that. But that's the whole point. Demigods are seeing him. Dura darshanam. Dur means far. Darshanam means to see. Now, sometimes you can see somebody, but nevertheless, you can be very far from him if you don't have a relationship with him. That's the whole point. So demigods see them, Krishna, but they don't see as devotees see. Now, what's the problem there? Why can't they see? In fact, Krishna comes, he gives darshan for a second, and he goes. He doesn't even want to stay for much time there. He's not really feeling comfortable with demigods. The demigods have a different official type of mood. Doesn't feel comfortable. He comes and goes. Okay, blessings, and he goes. He can give you blessings very easily, but he doesn't give you love that easily. That's a secret. That, okay, you go, you take and go. No problem. But if you want to stay with me, then I have to think twice. Not you have to think twice. I have to think twice whether I want to keep you or not, because you know what, you have to get trained and you have to be in a different platform altogether, otherwise you'll create problems for me. So, he's a person, by the way. He's not a... That's our philosophy. He's a person. He's not impersonal. He thinks. He has his mood. He has his concerns. He has his reservations. He has everything what we have. Or we have everything what he has. It's the other way around. So that's our whole philosophy. He feels happy. He feels sad. That's our philosophy, by the way. It's not that he's always happy. He's very merciful. He can become angry too. He can become disgusted with us. He can become frustrated with us. If you serve him nicely, he can again become happy. That's how it goes. And that is, by the way, Namabhas and Namaprath and all these. This is all related to his mood. So demigods can have darshan, but they don't have darshan as devotees have. Why? What's the problem? The problem is prem smita snigdha nirikshananam. The problem is they don't have prem, love. Or the love is mixed with some official mood or some philosophical understanding or whatever, philosophical speculation. Many of the demigods, not all. Lord Shiva and Brahma, they are a different category of people. But most of the demigods. Prem Smita. Smita means smiling. Smita means not smiling, but it's a small, I mean to say, you have different types of smile. So Krishna have different types of smile. It's mentioned in Nectar of Devotion. And you read that. So smita means a small smile. Snigdha means affection. And nirikshananam means to see. So difference between Dwarkavasis and demigods are Dwarkavasis see him with affection and love. In other words, they want that Krishna, their master, should be glorified in the whole universe. Demigods don't want that. Demigods want, but they don't want as Dwarkavasis want. They don't have love as these devotees have. That's why they can see him as others cannot. In fact, Vishwanath makes a point that when Krishna came here, many people could see him. I mean to say, when he was going from Hastinapur to Dwarka, he would be traveling, you know, to and forth. Many people could see him. We could have been there, who knows, you know. But we didn't recognize him. So he used to go, people used to see him, they used to consider him as a king. But they never saw him as Pandavas saw, because when Pandavas used to see him, it's described, when Pandavas and Kunti used to see him, they used to see effulgence from the body of Krishna equal to millions of sun. For ordinary people, he was like looking ordinary like us. But when they used to see, they used to perceive this effulgence. And they used to see him within that effulgence. There was a very different kind of darshan for them. So Pashyema Rupam. They are saying now, Pashyema means to see, Rupam means form. Now we can see your form. We are blessed because to see your personality face to face, that's the ultimate end of life. That is liberation, by the way. Muchukunda saw him and he said, he was very confused whether I'm liberated or not when he saw him. And he said, well, Krishna, you know what? I think I'm liberated because I'm seeing you face to face. And scripture says, anybody who sees you face to face is liberated. He makes that point. So, Rupam, Tava Sarva Saubhagam. We can see Sarva Saubhagam means, and we are completely blessed. That's the point they are making. The point they are making is, don't become lax. Don't think that now we are happy in devotion. That's not the point. Happiness and bliss are side effects of devotion. If we think that those are goals, that's a trap. The trap of illusion. Sometimes happiness and devotion, even Maya can give you. It's not necessary, Krishna. She is very tricky. She can give you and we'll be happy and then we'll be satisfied and we'll lose the sight of our aim, the goal of life. That is why it is said, a speech that argues misses the truth. It is said by one of the philosophers, Lao Tse. He makes that point. If you start being concerned about small goals and side effects of devotion, then we lose the goal of life. The goal of life is not bliss, not happiness, not satisfaction. We have nothing to do with it. Because even if we don't get satisfaction, still we'll keep on doing devotion. Am I right? Ashlishyava padratam finashtumam. Krishna will test us. At the point of our life, he will actually he will take all our bliss, all our satisfaction and all our happiness to test whether still we continue devotion or not. And by the way, that's called as the dark night of soul. You have heard this? The dark night of soul. There's a book by a Christian saint, Saint Teresa. The dark night of soul. That's a period which will all of us have to go. But at that time, what helps us is our goal. Prabhupada says in Gita, because of lack of goal, we get frustrated. So if our goal is clear, we have to have an audience of God one face to face sometimes. Not because we want to have, but we want to serve him. We can serve him when you know him nicely. Then you can become good servant. You will know him when he'll give his audience, when he will tell us who he is. We have some information, but we don't have complete information. We have complete information, but we don't have complete realization of that information. There's a difference in that. So that's why Bhakti Santa used to say, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also makes a point, devotee has to have extraordinary endeavors. Until unless you don't apply extraordinary endeavors, it is almost impossible to go back to Godhead. Science also, they say, extraordinary evidences needs extraordinary claims. So, I think before, Bhagavatam is all about this, setting our goal, setting the scene, setting our emotions, so that we don't lose and we attain Krishna face to face. In this life, it is possible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, this is possible. It's his gift. But we have to keep that gift, cultivate it, and not let it destroy it. That's what this whole devotional about. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.